Big headline out of Washington, D.C. It could be the singularity. Speaker of the House John Boehner may have embraced a new style of leadership. Is Boehner's new power base making deals with Democrats to forge a new kind of coalition on Capitol Hill? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, has been on the Hill talking to members of both parties. Todd, what's going on?
Well, let's set the clock back very quickly. Do I need to remind you of all the confrontations, problems, and shutdowns of the last few years? Debt limit cliffs, government shutdowns, Department of Homeland Security, go down the list. It will depress you, and I know that we've talked about this so many times. Well, we all know why that's happened, because of restive conservatives, Tea Partiers in John Boehner's caucus, who he tries to deal with, and then, well, then he tries to clash with Harry Reid and the president, and we often see where that goes. John, there's a new strategy afoot, and it's on Medicare, and it's actually pretty amazing if it works. About 20 years ago, Congress executed a shell game, and they took billions and billions and billions out of Medicare, John, from the future to try to pretend like they had a balanced budget. And ever since then, for 18 times in a row, they've poured money down that hole. It's called the Doc Fix. You and I have talked about it before.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a horrible budgeting shell game. Nobody's been able to solve it. In fact, they've barely tried. They've tried a couple times. It's worth so much money, they can't agree. Well, the next Doc Fix is up next month. It's a 20% cut to every doctor who sees Medicare patients if they don't pour more money down that hole. And instead this time of going to those conservatives and Tea Party members and giving them a deal they like and then clashing with the president, with Harry Reid, John Boehner's done something different. You said what he did. He went to Nancy Pelosi to cut a deal, and he cut the conservatives out.
I've been committed to finding a permanent solution to this problem. It's a chance to get rid of Washington's most infamous budget gimmicks.
So he's doing something new. Now, why is he trying a new strategy? Listen.
The door opened, and I decided to walk in it. As simple as that.
Now, the door has opened, John, and why is John Boehner doing this? Well, there are more potential crises in front of him. We listed all the ones behind us, and it's the reason why you groan every time I talk about this, because you're sick of Congress having confrontations. Well, there's this Doc Fix next month. Then after that, highway funding expires. They could have a shutdown over that because they did 2.5 years ago. The debt limit expires after that. The current budget deal that's running the country expires in October. That could mean a government shutdown. And so John Boehner is saying to himself, I can't keep banging my head against the same wall. The country's going to conclude that Republicans can't govern. So I'm going to try something new. And that appears to be what he's doing. We're not sure it's going to work.
Are there the numbers there in terms of Democrats and the kinds of moderates that Boehner would need to actually force the hand of some of the people that have so bedeviled him?
That's what remains to be seen, because there's a lot of people on the right and on the left who aren't going to like this deal, and here's why. It's worth about $210 billion. That's a lot of money for Medicare, which has 50 million beneficiaries. Now, only a third of that is paid for, and the conservatives won't like that because the rest is deficit. A lot of Democrats aren't going to like the deal because part of the way this is paid for is that wealthier seniors might start paying more for their copays and maybe their premiums. We're talking about families that make more than $260,000 a year. Democrats don't like that because they've always wanted a one-tiered system. They don't like means testing. Democrats also don't want to diffuse. They've always said, hey, if we're going to change Medicare, we're not doing it unless you raise revenues. And Nancy Pelosi might be giving away that weapon. And here's the last thing that liberals won't like. Attached to this, to get liberal votes, an extension of children's health care insurance program, SCHIP, massive insurance for poor kids, is only extended 2 years, not the 5 years or the 10 years of the rest of the deal. Here's Senator Chris Murphy. He's a liberal Democrat from Connecticut.
2 years is too short for me. I don't want to be back here debating whether or not kids get insurance 2 years from now.
John, the Speaker and Nancy Pelosi have a deal. Now, lawmakers get why they're doing this, but they don't all like it. So this is going to come up in the House next week, and we'll see if this new strategy of John Boehner, this bipartisanship, can work.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it, John.